time for Ask the CLO. Chief Love Officer Steve Harvey is here to answer your love questions. This one is from Ginger in Detroit. Ginger writes, I'm 34 years old and I've been dating a 29-year-old guy for a year. He and I attended a fundraising gala for one of my clients, and my boyfriend met my very opinionated female boss for the first time. They got into a debate about COVID, and my boss called him an idiot. I gave her a stern look and didn't say anything. Monday at work, she told me that I'm dating an idiot. Out of sheer respect, I didn't say a word. How do I check her and keep my job?
You ain't gonna be able to do that.
Huh? That's it?
You're not gonna be able to check her and keep your job. We're just trying to make a decision.
Pick one.
Yeah, are you tired of her? I mean, really tired of her? Do you have an application in anywhere else? Do you have a skill set where you could take it somewhere and not work for an opinionated boss? Then, once you get accepted at another position, then you walk in and check her.
Okay.
But you're not going to be able to check her and keep your job.
you're
dating
like
an idiot.
All right, moving on. Thank you, Tamika.
And I can
Birmingham.
Also assure you that your boss is unattractive.
We're just going to start this Friday morning off with
hand
ugly.
In hand.
All right. Tamika in Birmingham, she sounds cute. I've been with my son's father for a long time, and we break up and make up all of the time. Last year, he got a girl pregnant while we were broken up. I have accepted the baby, and we're back together. I went to his house yesterday, and there's a picture of him, his newborn daughter, and his daughter's mom on his dresser. How could he take a family picture with her and think I wouldn't mind? Does he want them to be a family? Whoa.
Wait a minute. What do you mean? How does he think you wouldn't mind? Wait a minute. You've taken everything else. You've accepted everything else.
I love it.
You've been dating your son's father for a long time. It's been off and on. You accept that. When I keep telling women, men don't do off. When y'all off, we somewhere on somewhere else. And then the last time he proved it, because while you was off, he got another girl pregnant. I told y'all this is what we do when we off. You took him back. Again, you accepted that. And you accept the baby. So now if you're going to accept him with her and the baby with him and her, how you ain't gonna take the picture of all three of them that don't ever play out in your head? Sister, little sister, you've accepted everything else he's given you to gnaw on and swallow. Why would you not swallow this? What you're gonna have to do is start establishing yourself a new set of standards that you wanna be treated and accepted by, and start applying those. And you will find that you will accept less BS off less people.
That's right. That's right. All right, CLO. All right, moving on
to Allison.
Say
amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Moving on to Allison in Nashville. Allison says, my husband and I are empty nesters, and I'm just getting used to it. But now I have a big problem with my husband. He thinks this freedom from children means we need to have sex all the time, all over the house. He loves watching porn, and he's always telling me to look at this or that on his phone. I'm sick of it, and my body can't take all that twisting and bending anymore. I'm okay with it once or twice a week, so how do I set limits on him?
Baby, we're going to do this once or twice a week. Don't come in here with this phone every day. Okay, what are all these white people in here doing? We're doing this twice a week. Now, what 2 days you want? What you need? What's your best day?
What's your best day?
Okay, I know you like Saturdays and what else? You want the weekend? You want Saturdays and Wednesdays? You want Tuesdays? You know, if I feel like something else, I'll let you know. But what 2 days you want? Stop showing me your phone. I don't care what they do. Now I'm not gonna lay my no. No, I'm not laying my leg up there on top of the refrigerator. No. No, I don't like it with the refrigerator door open. Stop asking me that.
Why Shirley.
The door.
I'm not sitting on the top of the tile rack again. I don't. That hurts.
All right. Can we move on now?
You get the doorknob. I'm not getting it no more.
All right. Moving on. Mackie in Roanoke says, I've been married for almost 30 years, and my wife had a girls' night out recently, and I had a few friends over to watch the fight. Around midnight, I texted her to ask if she was coming home, and she didn't answer. Around 12:30 a.m., she came in, and I didn't recognize the car that dropped her off. She said it was an Uber, but she got out of the front seat. Now I'm paranoid about her whereabouts. Do I press the issue or let it slide?
I don't know, Mackie, that's on you. That's on you. My wife don't come in at 12:30 a.m. Get out of cars I don't recognize. Get out the front seat and say it was an Uber. You know, was an Uber driver, man?
That's Hello? Crazy.
Yeah.
Hello. Did she leave in her car?
Yeah.
You know, who picked her up?
Yeah. You stupid.
You know, I don't know, Mackie. 30 years, things change.
You ain't Mackie no more.
Yeah, you ain't Mackie no more. Tacky.
Wacky.
Mackie done got tacky, which is driving him wacky, which means that she could be somewhere getting in another sacky. And now you sitting up in here sitting at the house feeling like a lackey. And if she really was by herself, she'd have came home in a taxi.
That would have made you more happy.
Yeah. But now here we is. Sorry about that.
All right. Thank you, CLO. Coming up next, Run That Prank Back with the nephew right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.